to do, they caught a great number of fish, and so many that their nets were at the point of breaking, so they signaled to their partners in the other boats to come and take hold with them, and they came and filled all the boats so much that they began to sink. Now somebody can give God praise. Now here's what happens when we learn to live like this. We don't just have barely enough to get by, just enough energy to get us through the day. I just don't know what's wrong with my life, God. I just don't understand. I'm so sick and tired of living this way. I just don't get it. It's just, this is just more than I can take. Some guy told me a few months ago, I mean, this is a guy who's got a really good life. And he said, yeah, you know, man, life is really hard. And, you know, I just, excuse me, but I wanted to slap him. I just thought, your life ain't hard. You don't even know what a hard life is. You got a good job. You got good benefits. You got a great family that loves you. You got a car. You got a house. You're saved. You're not going to hell. Life is so hard. Yeah, there are hard things that we go through. There's no doubt about it. But we need to focus more on what God is doing for us. Let's look at what God is doing for us. And think again about when it is time to leave this earth and you're on your deathbed. So many of the things that we worry about now, we ain't going to care 2 cents worth about them. That we won't even mention them. They won't even come up. It'll be all amazing, all the people that we have such a hard time with now, that we'll just love to pieces then. Shallow, shallow, shallow. Deep, deep, deep. So now the cat's out of the bag. We're having a deeper life conference. I was just trying to hide it under something else. Now, let's look at Hebrews chapter 9, verse 8. I'll take a little bit of a creative license with this, not making something out of it. It's not by adding to the word or taking away. But, you know, there's scriptures that you can get a lot of different views on if you look at them properly. Now, this is talking about the Old Testament tabernacle, the outer court, the inner court, and the most holy place, and which really, we're made like that. You know, we're a tripart being. We've got this body, we've got the soul, and we've got the spirit. So there's actually three parts to us, too. So looking at it from that angle, let me just read you this scripture. By this, the Holy Spirit points out that the way into the true Holy of Holies, or you might say, the way to really live in the Spirit, which is what we should all want, is not yet thrown open as long as the former or the outer portion of the tabernacle remains a recognized institution and is still standing. Anybody with me on that without me explaining it? So here's what I want to take from that for this lesson tonight. And I know there's other lessons you can draw from that. But as long as I'm still paying too much attention to this, what I want, what I think, what I feel, does everybody like me? What do people think of me? What are people saying about me? Me, 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 me. Me, me. Whoop. Download. Poor me. I'm having a moment. Everybody needs to see it.
Thanks for listening. Find out what your heart truly desires when you order today's offer, My Life with God package, which includes 4 CDs and My Time with God hardcover devotional. This package is available now for a donation of $30 or more in U.S. funds, and we do accept all major credit cards. You can order today's offer from our website at joycemeyer.org, or you can call us toll free at 1-800-789-0089. Again, the number is 1-800-789-0089.
Experience God in a whole new way at the Joyce Meyer Conference.
And I don't care what it costs me, I'm going to go 100% with God. And I'll tell you, He is going to do things in your life that will just leave you absolutely amazed.
Coming to Phoenix, Arizona, February 14th and 15th at Dream City Church. All sessions are free. For more information and a complete conference schedule, visit joycemeyer.org/conference or call 1-866-C-JOYCE.
Thanks again for listening to Enjoying Everyday Life. Our mission here at Joyce Meyer Ministries is simple: sharing Christ and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.
Let me tell you about the Anglican Church of the Holy Spirit. We are a conservative, Bible-believing church where the gospel of Jesus Christ is believed and presented without apology. Our service of Holy Communion begins at 12:30 p.m. every Sunday in the sanctuary of Jensen Beach Christian Church, located at 1890 Northeast Church Street in Jensen Beach. Call 772-341-9895 for more information, or check out our denomination's website at www.eacommunion.org.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Amen. This grace comes to you through faith. Your part of the covenant is to believe. Amen. I'm thinking of 5 minutes of faith. Always ended up with, and remember, you don't need a whole lot. Just use what you got. Amen. See, somebody's trying to get some great faith. Amen. Amen. You don't need a whole lot of great faith. Amen. Amen. All you need is to activate the faith you have. Amen. Tell somebody, I got faith. I just got to activate it. Amen. And there's a process. Don't dig the seed up. Don't turn religious. Try to make excuses. Amen. Get traditional or all spooky and superstitious because it ain't happened yet. Amen. Tell somebody, stay the course. Amen. Tell somebody, stay the course. Amen. Stop fretting. Amen. God got to make you for the blessing. Amen. It's a process. You being made. Because your next chapter is your best chapter. Amen. The book ain't finished yet. So we established that God has promised to covenant with Abraham's seed in their generation. Read the story of Abram, how God made him wealthy. One of the richest, if not the richest, wealthiest in the East, Abraham. He went from exalted father to father of nations. Now, 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse number 20. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah. Hear me, O Resurrection Life. And you inhabitants of St. Lucie County, Indian River County, Okeechobee County, Martin County, Palm Beach County. Anybody else? Hear me, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord, your God. So shall you be established. Amen. Believe his apostle. Amen. So shall you prosper." Amen. So we have being established. Believe what God is saying. Believe. You don't have to understand everything. Just believe it. Amen. Walk around like a covenant child. Amen. Walk around like you're blessed. If your pocket empty, walk around like you're blessed. Amen. Talk like you're blessed. Amen. Look like you're blessed. Amen. Act like you're blessed. Amen. Amen. Because tell somebody, I am blessed. I am blessed. Amen. You ain't seen nothing yet. I said, you ain't seen nothing yet. your next chapter is your best chapter. Believe the Lord and be established. See, we can believe the prophet and prosper. But when you believe what the Lord has said, now you are established to continuously prosper. Amen. See, somebody can believe a word they hear from somebody and prosper, be blessed, and then just go on their way. But when you believe what the Lord has said, when you believe that you are covenant and you receive that, now you are established. Now blessings don't just come every now and then. Amen. He has covenanted to, covenant is the basis for God meeting every one of your needs and a whole bunch of your likes, a bunch of your desires. God ain't stingy. He's not insecure with stuff. It's his will to bless his people. He's a covenant God. And we're talking about the covenant of blessing. So let's take a look. Genesis chapter 17, verse 21. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The next generation was Isaac. But my covenant will I establish with Isaac, which Sarah shall bear unto thee at this set time in the next year. Just want to establish that. Now that's the second generation, right? God said, I'm going to establish my covenant with your seed in their generation. In other words, you're not the only one that will be blessed. When you leave the scene, amen, this thing is going to jump on your seed in their generation. You may be buried with the fathers, but your seed is going to be blessed with the same covenant. Amen. Tell somebody, it's not magic. It's miraculous. Amen. Go to Genesis chapter 26. And let's look at how God dealt with Isaac concerning covenant. 26 verse 1. And there was a famine in the land, beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt, dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with you and will bless you, for unto you and unto your seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swore unto Abraham your father. And I will make your seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto thy seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. All right? That's what God said to Isaac. Go to verse 12. God said, don't go down to Egypt. See, down in Egypt, he could have gotten help. Because in Egypt, they did irrigation and stuff. They always had, because they irrigated. You know what I mean? They watered the stuff. They didn't count on the rain of heaven. And so everybody would flee to Egypt. He said, don't go down to Egypt. Tell somebody, don't go down to Egypt. Your covenant. It's not magic. It's miraculous. Put it back up. Then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year 100-fold. And the Lord blessed him. Isaac sowed in that land and received 100-fold, and God blessed him. Then Isaac, okay, next verse. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. For he had possession of flocks, possession of herds, and great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him. Okay, turn, put my face back up there. The Philistines envied him. Why? Because there was famine in the land. Nothing was growing. Read it yourself. Everything was dry and barren. That's why he told them, don't go down to Egypt. Everybody will flock down there to get help. He said, go to the land I'm going to show you in. Why? Because your covenant. I'm going to show you this covenant supersedes conditions. Help us, Holy Ghost.